At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, according to a new study, they say most people have an instinctive urge to dance when they hear music. In another study, most people have the instinctive urge to stop dancing when they see me dancing.
You know what?
That is just not my gift to the world.
This is true because you see like little toddlers in their diapers and they turn that music on and they just start doing that squat dance that toddlers do.
Yeah.
Not that different than the one I do. but it does seem to be built into the human being.
That's kind of like a milestone. First time you see your little baby start dancing. You like turn some kind of music on because they haven't heard it, you know, and all of a sudden they're like doing that little squat dance. I actually can learn a couple moves from them. But I guess we're just hardwired to dance, even if we dislike music. There's something called musical anhedonia.
Yeah, I know what anhedonia is, but I didn't know about musical anhedonia.
Yeah, it's a condition where people don't enjoy music, but they still feel the urge to dance when they hear music.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's like it's just built into our DNA.
It's weird that someone wouldn't enjoy music. That's just like really crazy.
I know a lot of people that don't like music.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you meet these people? I don't think I've ever met anyone who admitted that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Several like relatives and stuff. They just don't really care for it. They can take it or leave it. That's our job. We love it. We're driven to this business because we like music, most likely.
But there are so many different genres and you don't like any of them?
And it's like so pervasive in society. Jingles are based on music. Music is just a huge part of life.
At least you don't have to sing to them on their birthday.
True. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear music hater. You just say it instead of sing it.
Well, they feel that they still feel the urge to dance, though, when they do hear some kind of beat, even though they don't like music. But and they say the pleasure from the urge to move. More generally, they say it suggests that the urge to move may itself generate pleasure for us that love music and even the people that don't love music.
And displeasure for everyone around me.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Because you're singing or dancing? Which
dancing.
One?
Dancing. Yes. I can't dance well and people around
me. Well, we know that. Yeah, and that's not my gift to the world. We've always said Cato's probably the best dancer on the show. Now, I have seen Tori dance at the Christmas party.
That's different. Alcohol was involved that time.
So you don't normally dance unless you've had one or two?
Well, he does.
Okay. I mean, I guess there's people that do.
I was dancing this past weekend.
Okay.
With no alcohol. Well, wait a minute.
I was going to say, it's a weekend. Are you sure?
I was dancing with the kids because when I'm over there, we always have a dance party. Okay. So we're doing the spooky, scary skeleton.
Sometimes I'll catch myself in church, you know, swaying back and forth. Kind of like a slow dance on those, you know, songs.
Oh, that's because you're falling asleep.
No, I'm not falling asleep. I'm because they make a stand when we sing at our church. You got to stand up. Yeah, and you're just like going back and forth and, you know, other people are doing the same thing. It's like a little, you know, Frankenstein.
That's all out of here.
I just don't understand people that don't like music. I can see how you don't like a certain type of music. Like you said, Tori, there's so many genres.
I like the mental image of someone having a miserable time dancing. Just being like, I hate this music. It's awful, but I can't stop shaking.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
And you know, even if you can't dance, get out there and have a good time. Mm. Who cares?
No. People care,
it doesn't matter.
People make fun of you, though.
Life is short, but then you're hanging around the wrong people.
Well, when you're dancing, there's a ton of people around. There could be
so
anyone.
It's so much fun. And then you can't walk the next day. Your back hurts.
So you say that because you're good at dancing.
I mean, I just dance. Just run around. Throw your hands up.
People are going to make fun of you either way, so you might as well enjoy life.
Yeah, look at that curmudgeon over there sitting there not even dancing.
They say 5% of the population do not like music.
Well, it's safe to assume they aren't listening to us too much.
Well, maybe they like commercials.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, when you do something stupid, you hope that no one else will know about it. And maybe you just do something gross. Hawk, you joke around about this a lot, but I know you don't really do it. But you talk about picking your nose at the stoplight whenever you're driving.
No, I really do it.
I was afraid of that. Well, maybe you'll end up like this gentleman. There is a guy who picked his nose so aggressively that he hit an artery.
Oh, wow.
He had to be rushed into surgery to stop the bleeding.
Oh, no.
The best part is the person who outed him on this.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, minor nosebleeds from picking your nose are common, but you really have to get up in there to hit an artery. They're way up inside, so he was really getting after it.
Well, there are instructional videos on YouTube to make sure you do it right.
No, there can't be.
I bet you there is.
You're probably right.
There's got to be one online somewhere.
Well, he showed up at the hospital after he could not get the bleeding to stop.
Mm.
We're only hearing about it because his own wife shamed it for him online. She posted the video on China's version of TikTok, and he revealed that he's a compulsive nose picker, and she says he refuses to stop picking his nose.
And I guarantee you that's one of those things she's told him 1,000 times. Stop digging in your nose.
I mean, have you not made a horrible mistake if you married someone and they pick their nose all the time and you can't get them to learn better?
He probably thought he messed up because he's like, wow, she nags a lot.
Yeah, but everybody picks their nose.
Barely.
Okay.
I mean, I use a Kleenex whenever I
you
can
got
do anything.
Something that tickles you sometimes. Your nose hairs tickle you up there, right, Tori?
That's not picking your nose.
The best thing is like getting out of the shower. I feel like everything's loose.
That's good, yeah.
And that's when I use a Kleenex.
I just blow then because it all
Well, I'll blow, but I also use a Kleenex.
The old shower blow.
Clean it out.
Well, that's pretty much what I do every morning.
It's usually good.
And yeah, but I don't go digging around with my finger without, you know, protection.
What do you do, though, later on in the day? Do you go take another shower so you can blow it out again?
No, you use a Kleenex.
Yeah, I mean, I may blow my nose, but I don't... I very seldom have to pick.
Listen, a lot of times, you run out of the Kleenex, too, because that's not like a commodity you have all the time. And so you're like, go into the kitchen and get a napkin.
I'm using paper towels in here.
Yeah, paper towel. Paper towel's a great one to use.
My nose is a little tender right now.
And then at church, you got to be fancy and take that handkerchief in case, you know, your nose is drippy or something.
What surprises me is that you, like, fight back against this.
I'm sorry?
You're proud of your nose picking.
No, I'm realistic about it. I'm like, you know, has your nose not dripped while you were sitting in church?
I wouldn't pick your hand... it if it's dripping.
No, you just wipe it on your sleeve.
You got your handkerchief there, and you wipe your nose and put it back in your pocket.
No, I just go in the bathroom and get either Kleenex or toilet paper.
Okay.
My mom's church has a box of Kleenex on about every
row. That's good.
Row.
Yeah. Do they have trash cans there?
No, that's what you know where the Bible goes?
You put that right in the and since some guy's got to come and clean all that out. Yeah.
Well, they say he could have died. They had to repair a torn artery But of the list of most embarrassing ways to die, that's probably in the top 10.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, not for you, Hawk. You'd be like, no, whatever, everyone does it. But for most people, that'd be embarrassing.
I mean, he doesn't have Elvis beat on embarrassing ways to die.
I know.
That was on the toilet, right up there. In case you didn't know.
Yeah, he was on the crapper.
Well, I mean, some kids may not know. It's listening going to school today. They need to be educated about history, what's important in history.
I know Elvis.
Yeah, he died on the toilet, y'all. That's
king of rock and roll.
I have your history teacher teach you that today.
I'm amazed, at this man who, I'm amazed his wife puts up with it. She's like, I got a nose picker, and I can't get him to break the habit. I can't get him to even slip a Kleenex up there.
Well, she may not have known that when she married him. It might have happened after the wedding. I mean, look at you. You stopped exercising after the wedding. That didn't happen before.
This guy, though, seems like the type that probably did it during his vows.
Okay.
Yes.
But she would still could get out then. Like, stop picking your nose. I do.
He was probably sitting there in the hospital still digging around. You know he was. He's like, well, I got this other nostril just hanging out.
What's crazy, too, is she's posting this. So now she's letting other people know she's married a nose picker.
Well, maybe this will help. Embarrass him enough to stop.
You would hope, man. This is like an intervention. It's a lot like a drug intervention. You almost died from it. And so then someone's calling you out going, listen, you need help.
Well, you have weird things you do. You comb your hair with a fork because it's itching.
How does that compare to picking your nose?
You could almost stab your head and bleed to death.
You lick your pinky and shove it up your nostril hairs sometimes. Because
that's viruses right there are going to take you out.
You say that you need, it's like, I guess, a homemade gel for your nostril hair.
Sometimes my nose hairs get out of hand. I try to tuck them back up in. There's a huge difference in that in digging around in your nose for boogers.
I'm just saying that it's all weird.
Your fingers are still up your nose.
But I'm not bleeding to death from it.
No, you don't have fingernails.
And quite frankly,
which makes it safe. I could actually pick my nose safely, but I don't because it's gross.
What do you got to grab onto?
Yeah.
You just got skin grabbing on skin. You can't grab
it. Your fingernail?
You got to scrape it.
Oh, my God.
And he's sitting there
stuck
judging me. I told you everybody does.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Well, getting sick on a date is probably pretty embarrassing, and you have to cut the night short and go home. Maybe that's an excuse for her just to get out of the date. I'm sure that's a good one, too. I'm just sick. My stomach hurts. But people said that there are some things that might upset your stomach when you are out on a date.
Okay.
Like ordering dairy when you have a lactose problem.
That's not good.
That was mine and John's first date.
Yeah.
He did that?
He did.
That was dumb.
Sometimes gluten-free, like if you are, got to have gluten-free and then you eat gluten, it makes your stomach upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to know all this before I go to the date.
Okay, ask the person.
That's too many restrictions for me. You've got to be normal.
Not get sick on the
date. No offense, John, or anybody who's glucose intolerant.
Okay.
Well, it's not glucose, is it?
Well,
it's not.
Gluten. Gluten, yeah. See, I
sound like a wonderful person to go out with.
They say rich foods or spicy foods might upset your stomach when you go out on a date.
When you say rich foods, you mean that $50 filet?
Okay, no, the bill might make your stomach a little bit upset if you can't pay for it. But like the desserts are super rich, and that's going to upset your stomach, and you have to go home early. They even said an argument or a fight. Now, I don't think that's the very first date, but you might be dating somebody for a while, and all of a sudden you get in a fight, and you're like, oh, no, I just don't feel good. Let's just go home. That is something that can give you a nervous stomach anyway. Even the car ride there was mentioned. How fast are you driving?
Well, I get motion sickness real easy. Sometimes you take them curves too fast.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
I've driven with you. I understand why you get motion sickness.
No, I'm fine if I'm driving. That's a you problem. If you're in the car with me and you get sick, that is a you problem.
So, do you take Dramamine or anything when you're on long car rides?
Yes, and I have the motion sickness goggles with the blue water.
Oh, that's right.
That you bounces those. Around.
Does it work?
Surprisingly, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Ordering food that they've never had before just to impress their date. That might make their stomach a little bit queasy.
Yeah, if they didn't really ever have oysters or sushi before, it could mess with them.
Yeah, I'll try it too. You know, I want to impress you. Eat the raw fish and all of a sudden you're just like queasy.
Have this wasabi.
I'll hold your hair. They just say they're just nervous about the date in general because they have not been out for a while. So
wow.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of times those first few dates you get nervous, don't you? Mm-hmm.
Don't be nervous. You're interviewing them to see if they're good enough to go out with you.
It's easy that you say that, but you just can't feel that.
But you're also interviewing to become there the other way.
Okay.
You got to be on your best behavior, too, and you're nervous about what they're going to think about you.
Daylight savings time hit us hard, didn't it?
God, it's not that. It's just a weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, people said there are some things that might upset your stomach on a date. Seeing an ex will upset their stomach. Or seeing someone else get sick will also upset their stomach.
Oh, gross.
I saw that in one restaurant. I can't go back to that restaurant because the lady just, she was in the cubicle.
Booth.
The cubby booth, yeah.
But Daylight Savings got you, didn't it?
No kidding, right?
She was in the booth, and all of a sudden, she just leans over right there. And I'm I cannot even go there anymore and sit near that area.
And please tell me she was a child.
No, she was not.
See, come on. Adults can make it to the restroom.
What'd she have?
It was something for breakfast is all I'll say. That gives you an idea.
I don't want what she's got.
I will say the eggs were scrambled. And then,
sunny and runny.
Yes. And then eating too much is also something that might give you a nervous stomach or upset your stomach on night out.
Yep.
That's where Tom says he just unbuckles his belt.
So make a little extra room.
You can do that. You girls can just unbutton your bra right there and belt. You do it both.
If you're doing that, you're already comfortable with each other.
You know, yeah, that's true. But the girls always say when they go home, first thing they take off is, you know, not their pants or anything else, but their bra.
And I'm sure it's on the drive home. Not when they get home.
Yeah. Is that what happens?
We all look at Tori. Was that true?
Yeah, and I was looking at Tom. So, also seeing a bug will give them a queasy stomach. If you see a roach or...
In your food?
Both. I mean, I saw some ants marching one time up a wall where I was sitting, and I just pointed to the server came over and I said, look, can we move?
Mm-hmm. Ants would not bother me. A fly in my drink, I'll thump it out.
Okay.
But any kind of... Roach,
like a fly is falls in your margarita or whatever.
That's an expensive drink.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to point to them and say, "Hey, look, there's a fly."
No, I'm going to pull it out and thump it and drink.
I would at least tell them so you can get another one for free. Maybe it's like I'm good with this one. No, don't take it away from me. Yeah,
I don't want to lose it.
Okay.
I mean, the alcohol kills most of that stuff anyway. So. You're fine.
I mean, if it's a frozen margarita, he's not getting far in that drink.
Mm-hmm. Because he's going to be drunk anyway.
You can scrape him right out.
There you go. Just use a straw.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, my brother and I have been talking about some things to do to help out with my parents getting older.
Yeah.
The other night, my mom fell down and my dad was having trouble getting her picked back up. Mm. And so he had to call my brother. My brother had to come over and help them out. My mom wasn't injured or anything.
Yeah.
But they're both old. And so it's getting to one of those points where my dad's kind of resistant to getting help, which is very frustrating on our part. But one thing we think we've got them to agree on is we're going to put those cameras inside their house, like in the living room and the kitchen and all that area, where we'll at least be able to see what's going on and even talk back and forth through the internet if something was to happen.
It's kind of like the circle of life. You got the baby monitors in the beginning,
right,
and then you got the elderly monitors at the end.
That's very true.
Yeah.
In fact, I mean, they should almost market them that way because it is a good point.
But those things have some interesting side effects to them because you are seeing what's going on.
Oh, no.
Well, it depends on where you put the cameras, I guess.
Oh, no.
But this was an interesting situation. There was a family where the mom was quite old, and she was she had a fair estate. She was worth about $1 million.
Oh, wow.
And so she had originally written her will to include both her son and her daughter equally. However, whenever the will was read, the entire thing went to the daughter, and none of it went to the son. Mm. So they got to looking into it, and they found video. And the video showed the daughter actually moving the mom's hand to sign this new will that had been written up and that had excluded her brother.
Mm.
So the judges looked at the video and said, nope, that's not going to fly. We're going back to the old will, which was 50-50.
Yeah.
So she still gets half of it.
So you shouldn't be allowed any.
Mm-hmm.
But she has to pay $100,000 in legal fees, too. Oh. So she is going to lose out on some of her half. So now instead of getting $500,000, she'll get $400,000.
Talk about sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
My good grief.
You know, it's pretty crazy that someone would feel okay with doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, but obviously in her mind, because everyone's the hero of their own story. No one imagines themselves as being the bad guy. But she must have felt like, oh, she deserved it.
It does make me feel a lot better about forging my mom's signature on all my report cards growing up.
Okay.
That's not near as bad now.
No, that's not near as bad as this.
I'm basically a perfect child.
Yeah.
I try to think, like, I trust my brother would never do this, as far as I know. I mean, I trust that he and I both expect to get 50-50. Neither of us thinks we have a claim to more. Now, I don't trust him on little things. I think, you know, like he might grab something that I wanted or whatever, but we'll work all that out.
Oh, it's like, you know, mom's looking for the salt shakers or something. They're antique. It's like, where are those salt shakers
yet? Well, a good example would be I bought my mom some jewelry, like for Mother's Day over the years.
Okay.
And I bought nice stuff.
Right.
And so I expect to get that back for my daughter or my wife.
Right, okay.
But, you know, if he was like, oh, yeah, we took that necklace and we got it for our daughter or something, I'd be like, no. I got the receipt for that.
Yeah, I can't remember any of that stuff that I have given mom, jewelry and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you buy it as a boomerang gift?
No. I bought it like 20 years ago, but I didn't expect it to go to someone else after she dies.
You're like, I still got the receipt just in case any of you want any
of this. Well, I kept the receipt in case there was any issues with, like, if the stone came out and all that kind of stuff.
I gotcha.
But eventually, I mean, at the time I got this stuff from my mom, none of us had kids or anything. Once I got married, I quit getting my mom all that nice
stuff. Right, right.
But up until then, she was my Valentine and everything.
See, for my mom, I mean, we used all her Red Lobster gift cards that I gave her. So I'm not getting those back.
That's a boomerang gift because you give that to her and she takes you to Red Lobster every Mother's Day or birthday.
But she doesn't have to.
And you're giving me a hard time.
You don't have to, but I am already in the car, dressed and ready to go.
I live close. Yeah. I can meet you there in 5 minutes.
It's like, you see, you're in the car. It's like, oh, here's your Mother's Day gift, or here's your birthday. Oh, look. Perfect timing. I'm right here with you. Let's head on out to Red Lobster.
Well, what made this particularly suspicious and bad was that the mom had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2021, so she really didn't have the capability by this time to even make these kind of decisions.
Right.
So
right.
It immediately cast suspicion on the whole thing. But that's pretty dirtball.
Oh, yeah.
To do that, to sit there and be like, I'm just going to take all his stuff. I mean, granted, not all siblings get along with each other, but still.
It's kind of like stealing that toy when they were little kids. It's like, I want that toy too. I want all of it. You can't have any.
Siblings can fight over stuff. But you're also, like, doing your parents wrong because you're subverting their will, too.
Well, also, and then if that were to go through and no one know about it, he's, like, thinking to himself, what did I do to mom and dad over these years? I'm like, I cannot believe. I didn't. I mean, I thought I was a good son.
Well, that's the way it is for me right now. I mean, I expect it'll be 50-50. I don't think there's any hard feelings with anybody. And I would be shocked if all of a sudden the will was like, it's all going to my brother.
Well, maybe you should sit down and have a talk with him.
Well, we're putting those cameras in.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm going to be watching for that now.
That's your new entertainment. Just sit at home, watch your
just
parents.
Just making sure I'll be like, all right, so far no one signed anything.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.